This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders like you tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. My name is Susie Ashworth. I am a single mom of three and author of the Sunday Times best-selling book, Infinite Receiving, Crack the Code to Conscious Wealth Creation and Finally Manifest Your Dream Life. On this show, I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your identity and your reality to create the life that you have been dreaming of, because you are ready to be an infinite receiver. Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I am so excited just to jump straight into this episode with you. It is the 1st of April, 2024, when I am recording this. It is a Monday. It is the start of quarter two, and I am ready to shake things up. I've been really thinking about some of my big goals and the visions that I have for the business, and really understanding that if I am going to succeed in my mission, then I have got some serious, serious identity work to be doing. Now, what's really interesting is that when I have a realization like this, one of the first things that I will automatically do is make the work really big and really complicated. And I'll start thinking about, you know, whether I need to do a psychology course or whether I need to, go back to university, whatever it is. I say go back. I mean, go to, because I've never actually been to university. But my point is that it is within my nature as somebody who is an avid learner to think that there's something missing, to think that there is something that I don't already know. Now, the reality is that when it comes to identity, I wrote about this quite extensively in my book. Have you read it? Identity is one of the areas that I have done so much work on in the past, and I don't need to overcomplicate it. However, there's always the opportunity to go deeper with it. There's always an opportunity for me to look at what I already know and ask myself, where is the upgrade? Where is the evolution? Because if I want to create a different result, then I have to evolve. I can't just think and do in the same way that I've always thought and done, because that will get me to where I am now, but it's not going to get me to an eight-figure a year company. So this episode is actually going to be one of three. Originally, it was going to be one of two, but as I was literally sitting down, getting ready to hit play, all of this other stuff was super present. And so I've decided that rather than try to cram it all into one episode, there are going to be three. This first episode is going to be looking at why we fail. We all fail for the same reason. There really are no exceptions. And this is, again, like I said, I've written about this in my book, so this is not new news, but I feel like I'm about to say it in a way that I have never said it before. And that feels really, really exciting. And the reason I think it's going to be exciting for you is that as these thoughts were coming through this morning, as I was preparing for this episode, I was excited. I was like, oh, yeah, it is all making even more sense. So that's what this episode is going to be about. The next episode is going to be about the spirituality of success and failure and patterns. And that also feels just really important, because the first episode and the third episode are going to be quite practical. But I don't think that we can have this conversation without talking about the spiritual side of the lives that we are leading, and why it is important for us to experience what we sometimes deem as failure. And then the third episode is going to be how we shift, how we make the change. And as I say, I'm excited because I am calling in big shifts, massive shifts in my life. And so this is as much for me as it is for you. So without any further ado, let's get on with it. So I want you to take a look around at your life. You can literally look like in the room that you're listening to or wherever you are that you're listening to this episode, or you can just in your mind's eye. And I want you to look at those key areas, you know, your own personal well-being, the relationships that you have, the life that you're living, your money, your business. I want you to kind of look at all of those areas. And as you just consider them, you can give them a rating out of 10 if you want. Like 10 is like nailing it. 1 is what the fuck is going on? I want you to understand that everything that is in your life right now is what you are a match for. And I know that when I say that, some of you are going to listen to this and be like, oh, how to the yes, Sills. I have been rocking and rolling and working it. And this is where we are at. Like tick, 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 tick. And others of you are going to listen to this and be like, oh, squeaky bum cheeks. I don't know if I want to listen to any more of this episode because you have already pissed me off. If you fall into the latter camp, I get it. I mean, feel free to switch me off and come back to me when you are ready. Or know that the reason that you are listening to this now is because you are ready to make a shift. You are ready to make a change. Like there has never been a better time than now. And you have been guided to this episode because of that. And for everybody else who's like, yay, I'm rocking and rolling. Like I'm rocking and rolling. And there is a whole new level of life, of business, of receiving that I am very intentionally looking to activate right now. Like this is the journey. It doesn't stop unless you stop. And I say that not from a place of needing to prove myself, not from a place of needing more in order to validate my existence, but because this is literally what we were put on the planet to do, which is create limitlessly. And what I desire to create, I am not a match for yet. And so I got some work to do. And that gets to be exciting. So the work that we have to do when we are looking to change anything at all starts with identity. So what is identity? Our identity is our thoughts, our beliefs, which often, you know, if we're in a group together, we can call it our mindset. And then the context in which we live our life. The context can be our race. It can be our religion. It can be our upbringing. It's the experiences that have culminated in our lives up until this point that impacts our viewpoint on ourselves in this world. So all of those things make up our identity. And the interesting thing about all of those things is that none of them are fixed. I'm going to say that again. The interesting thing about all of those things is none of them are fixed. And yes, race is included. You know, this isn't a conversation about race, but I think that I just want to say that what is interesting is that race is often talked about in relation to the color of somebody's skin, as opposed to their cultural heritage. But in today's society, now, race fluidity is not a new thing. And how somebody self-identifies matters. And so when we take out the fact that race isn't about the color of somebody's skin, everything that I have just said is fluid. You know, the way that somebody thinks about religion changes over time for many people. And even a person's upbringing, as a child, we have one viewpoint of the world, which comes through the lens of our own inexperience. As we get older, as we have more context, as we view our parents differently, as we view life differently, we can absolutely view our upbringing differently. what once felt like the worst thing in the world was actually the biggest gift, for example. So if all of the things that make up our identity are fluid, guess what? So is our identity. And this is really, 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 really important, because the people who say things like, it's just the way that I am, that's a lie and it's a choice. And now you have heard this episode, I want you to understand that it's a choice for you to lie about who it is that you are, because you get to choose who you are in every moment. Now, I'm not saying that it's not work, but it is true that you get to choose. So I've invited you to look around at the results of your life, and you get to do the same with your behaviors. You know, look at your behaviors and it will tell you exactly what you have believed to be true about yourself, about your identity up until this point. If you are the person who has been crappy with money up until this point, it's because you believe that as a person, you are crappy with money. And so your behavior is in alignment with somebody who is crap with money. If you believe that you are not worthy of deep and profound and storybook love, you will be in relationships that are a match for just enough, for people that don't deeply respect you, for people that aren't willing to go the extra mile in order for you to experience the storybook love. If you are somebody that does not believe that you can have it all, then your behavior will be in alignment. You will sacrifice things that you say are important to you because the belief is that you can't have all of the things that are important to you at the same time. When you are wanting to change anything at all, you have to upgrade your identity to match your desires. And it really is as simple and as hard as that. You know, and this is why so many people fail to make the change. This is why you have failed when you have wanted to make a change. This is why I have failed when I have wanted to make changes in the past. My core identity and the beliefs that I have around myself have not elevated in alignment with the desires that I have for myself. So what I mean when I say that is that the version of me that got me to this point is the version of me that is trying to create something that is wildly and profoundly different. But if I want to create something that is wildly and profoundly different, I have to upgrade the way that I'm thinking. I have to upgrade my behaviors. If I'm just doing the same as I've always done, I'm only going to get the same as I've always got. This is what has happened to you in the past. A lack of awareness about the beliefs that are driving your behavior. You know, this is why so many people join coaching programs, like really wanting and hoping for the best. And they think that the making of the moves is the upgrade in the identity, and it's not. You know, how many times have you joined a program and then been like, oh my God, you said that I was going to do X, Y, and Z? Absolutely. The person who sold you the program knows that if you do X, Y, and Z, you can absolutely get these results. However, if at every step of the way you are in massive resistance to doing the thing, there is no way that you can get the results. And the reality is that most people have to make the decision to overcome the resistance that they feel. And it's in the overcoming of the resistance that you feel that your identity starts to upgrade. Now, a lot of people don't even get off the starting line because of all of the decisions they made in the past where they didn't follow through. So what they decided is, I am not a good enough person for big dreams. So therefore, I am going to stop going for big dreams. And therefore, I am going to do what I have always done, because that's what I know. That's what's easy. I know that I won't let myself down. because the bar is so freaking low. This is why people stay in relationships that they know are no good for them. This is why people are unable to move beyond a financial plateau, because they're just doing the thing that they've always done with their money. This is why people end up really unhealthy, because they are not willing to make the healthy choice, because it's out of alignment with who they believe themselves to be. So it's why so many people, like, they literally don't even start, because they know that they have failed so many times before. Like, why is now going to be different? You know, I've had people say to me, you tell me, Suze, why I am going to do well in this program when I have not done well in so many other programs before. And my answer is that it's got nothing to do with me. It's got nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with you. You're going to decide. You are going to decide that who you were isn't the thing that dictates who you are going to be. And so many people don't think that that is possible, because they don't appreciate that their identity is fluid. Everything about your identity is fluid, but you act as though that it's fixed. It is not. So you have the people that don't even start, because they're bringing their past into their present and projecting that into their future. They've already decided that they are a match for somebody who doesn't follow through, so I'm not going to start. I'm not going to commit. Or I'm going to procrastinate on my commitment, waiting for something miraculous to happen. I am going to wait for me to feel safe. I'm going to wait for me to feel secure. I'm going to wait for me to save the money. I'm going to wait for me to do something magical. I'm going to wait for me to win the lottery. I'm going to wait for my partner to change. I'm going to wait for my kids to be different. I'm going to wait. 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 If you are somebody that is always waiting, is always putting it off for tomorrow, to next week, it is because you are scared that it is not possible to upgrade your identity. I want you to know, I want you to hear me when I say that it's absolutely possible. And then we have the people who are like, do you know what, Suze? I hear you, but I fucking decided and I made the move and I still failed. So don't you give me all of this jazz. And what I want to say to you is, making the move isn't the upgrade. People think it's the upgrade, but it's not the upgrade. Making the move is just making the move. So well done. You have made the move. That means that you are one step ahead of everybody else who refuses to make the move because they're fucking scared. That is not you. You made the move. Big up to you. But that isn't the upgrade. Do you know how easy it is to think something once? So easy. Do you know how much harder it is for you to commit to thinking differently again and again and again and again and again and again and again? It is so much more difficult than thinking differently once. It is so much more difficult because consistency for most people just, it isn't. Consistently thinking different is not what we do. Our brains are programmed to help us think the same, because it's more efficient for us to think the same. If we're thinking the same, we don't even need to think. We just get to act habitually. So our brain is always creating shortcuts to take us back to what we already know. So it takes effort and intention to think differently again and again and again and again and again, especially when the context of which you are living your life is largely the same as what it has always been. And what I mean by that is that you might go away on retreat, have these profound downloads, and then you come back and your environment, your partner's the same, the kids are the same, the routine is the same. And yet the invitation is for you to still think differently. Now, what I know from experience is that we can have these moments where actually everything changes forever. And it is always my intention to be a facilitator of those types of moments where there's no turning back, whether you like it or not. And I still understand the power of context, the power of our environments. And so it takes real intention to keep on moving, to keep on deciding that you are a match for more. So where do we have to start? We have to start with the awareness. That's what this episode is about. I want you to leave this episode with a real sense of clarity about the beliefs that have got you to where you are. And it might be helpful to specifically pinpoint something that you went for and didn't achieve. And I want you to get really specific about the beliefs that got you to where you are in relation to the non-achievement of that goal, the non-achievement of that intention. All transformation starts with awareness. This is what we teach in the Infinite Receiving Coaching Certification. You can't get a client to move. You cannot facilitate transformation if they are not aware of what the starting point is. So this is where we start here. Then from that place, you have to make a fucking decision. What do you want? You have to make a decision about what it is that you want and what you are willing to let go of. So if you are looking to create more money in your life, but when you look at your identity, you have been a match for a person who doesn't believe that they deserve to have an abundance of money, you have to be willing to let that part of your identity go. So what does that mean? And again, look at your behaviors. So if you are somebody that has been for years saying, I'm going to money track and then never money tracks, you have to be willing to let go of the version of you who doesn't money track. You have to be willing to let go of the version of you that says that you're shit with money. You have to be willing to let go of the version of you that doesn't make adequate plans for your month ahead when it comes to money. You want to create more money, then you have to develop a better relationship with money. And that means you've got to let go of all of the behaviors that have got you to this point that are a match for you being shit with money. And that's not to say that you are not going to run into resistance, but this is where the 1 degree shift a day happens. What am I doing today? What am I letting go of? My advice is to write down all of the behaviors that you can immediately see. Others will come through as you continue the work, but write down all of the behaviors that you can immediately see that are in alignment with where you are now versus where it is that you desire to be versus what it is that you are becoming. You have to get clear on what it is that you are no longer willing to tolerate. If you want a love story for the ages, you have to stop going for guys that are only interested in sex, women who are unemotionally available, people who don't want to be in a relationship. You have to stop playing the game of, well, I think that I can turn them around. You have to be willing to let go of the story that there is not actually a match out there for you. If you want a love affair for all ages, but you're constantly saying how there's no good partners out there, you are a match for the evidence of that. You have to change that story. What are you no longer willing to tolerate? You know, if you are somebody that wants to be in a home that you feel deep pride in, but you look around and you are surrounded by mess, you have to declare that you are no longer willing to tolerate being in a messy house. And you have to take radical responsibility for that, because your identity up until now is a match for the mess that you are in. But here's the beautiful thing, is that your identity is not fixed. It is fluid. And that means that you can change everything. It means that you can change everything. So what I want to know from you is, what is one thing that you've worked on, let's make it really recent. So in the last quarter where you didn't get the result that you wanted to get, and I want you to identify, what are the behaviors? What are the ways of thinking? What are the beliefs that you are willing to let go of in order to create a different result? I would love to hear 1, 2, 3 things. I expect you to have a list a lot longer than that. I want you to know that you can work on this like 1 degree a day, or you can go all freaking in and just throw the kitchen sink at it. It doesn't matter. It will impact the speed at which you create your outcomes. I just want you to commit. As you commit to upgrading your identity, you are going to see magic both at 1% a day and at quantum proportions. If you're like, I am all in from this point on, I'm excited. I'm excited to bring you the next episode. I'm excited to bring you the episode after. I'm excited to hear what you have to say, how this has landed with you, for you. Please, for the love of all things good, share this with at least one person if you have got something valuable from this episode. I honestly think that these three episodes might be just my most useful for you yet. This is really, really exciting. I also want to say that for those of you who are ready for quantum transformation, like going freaking big, I want to invite you to apply for one of the places at my aliveness retreat. It's from the 7th to the 12th of June. It's going to be something that will profoundly change your life on every single level. I haven't done a retreat in the UK, I think, since 2017, maybe 2018. It's in a beautiful environment. It's in Sussex. We've got the ice baths. We've got the hot tubs. We've got the saunas. We've got really, really beautiful rooms. The environment is set up for you to win, but the content is going to blow your mind. We're going to be working with the archetypes. We're going to be doing shadow work, but we're also going to be lighting you up in a way where you have never felt more lit. You have never felt more alive. You have never felt more ready. You have never felt more creative. You have never felt more connected. We are going to dance. We are going to sing. We are going to meditate. You are going to be doing deep work, and we are going to have a day where we work on our businesses right at the end, after we have done all of the deep transformative and the energetics and the magic work. So if this is speaking to you, if this episode has spoken to you and you want the deep change, then come and play with me from the 7th to the 12th of June. Email hey@susieashworth.com with retreat in the subject heading, and we will ask you some questions to see if you are going to be a great fit for this experience. And in the meantime, please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.